外困难之一，服务人员聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2019年3月24日，星期日。我今天又非常荣幸的邀请到了我们圣爱者的阿叔，圣巴勒内卡布，为我们继续讲述今天的圣典国家瓦坛的早课。敬请聆听。哈利克什纳。
哈利克什纳。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om 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 Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
So we'll continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the second canto, chapter 6, Purusha Sukta confirmed. Today, text number 37.
我们今天继续阅读圣殿博迦瓦坛第二篇第六章，赞美至尊主的颂歌得到证实。我们今天要阅读的诗节是第37诗节。
Naham.
Naham.
Yuyam,
Yuyam,
Yat,
Yat,
Ritam,
Ritam,
Gatim,
Gatim,
Vidu,
Vidu,
Naham na Yuyam Yat Ritam Gatim Vidur,
Naham na Yuyam Yat Ritam Gatim Vidur,
Na,
Na,
Vamadeva.
Vamadeva
Kim
Kim
Uta
Uta
Apare
Apare
Sura
Sura
Navamadeva Kim Uta Pare Sura
Navamadeva Kim Uta Pare Sura
Tat
Tat
Mayaya
Mayaya
Mohita,
Mohita,
Buddhaya,
Buddhaya,
Tu,
Tu,
Idam,
Idam,
Tanmayaya, Mohita, Buddhaya, Tuidam,
Tanmayaya, Mohita, Buddhaya, Tuan, Tuidam,
Vinirmitam,
Vinirmitam,
Cha,
Cha,
Atmasamam,
Atmasamam,
Vishakshamahe,
Vishakshamahe,
Vinirmitam Chatmasamam, Vishakshamahe,
Vinirmitam Chatmasamam, Vishakshamahe,
Naham Nayuyam Yadritam Gatim Vidur.
Naham nayuyam yadritam gatim vidur.
Navamadeva kimutapare suraha.
Navamadeva kimutapare suraha.
Tanmayaya mohita buddhaya stvaidam.
Tanmayaya mohita buddhaya stvaidam.
Vinirmitam chatmasamam vishakshmahe.
Vinirmitam chatmasamam vishakshmahe.
Naha, na.
Na, 也不.
Aham.
Aham, 我.
Na.
Na, 不.
Yuyam.
Yuyam, 你所有的儿子们.
Yat.
Yet, 谁的
Ritam
Ritam, 实际的
Gatim
Gatim, 运动
Vidu
Vidu, 的确知道
Na
Na, 也不
Vamadeva
Vamadeva, 主席瓦
Kim
Kim, 什么
Uta
Uta, 其他
Apare
阿巴雷，其他人。
苏拉，
苏拉，半神人。
That
被他。
玛雅雅，
玛雅雅被虚幻能量。
Mohita，Mohita
疑惑。
Buddhaya，
Buddhaya 被这样的智慧。
To
但是。
Idam
这。
Vinirmitam。
Vinirmitam 被创造出来的。
Cha
也。
Atmasamam。
Asmasamam 由于某人的自身的能力。
Vishakshmahe
观察。
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由 Srila Prabhupada 提供。译文：既然主希瓦和你，我都无法确知灵性快乐的极限，其他半神人又怎么能够了解这一点？而且，由于我们全体都被至尊主的外在错觉能量所迷惑，我们只能根据自己个人的能力看到这个展示的宇宙。要旨：我们已经多次提到过被挑选出来的十二个权威人士，按照对至尊主了解的程度，名列前三名的分别是 Brahma、Narada 和 Shiva。其他半神人、四创始人、歌仙、幽灵仙、知识仙、人类或恶魔等，不可能完全了解绝对的至尊主 Krishna 的各种能量。半神人、四半仙和歌仙等全都是高等星球上有更高智慧的人物，人类是中等星球的居民，而恶魔是低等星球上的居民。正如人类社会中的科学家和经验哲学家对绝对真理有各自的概念和认知，各个星球上的居民对绝对真理也有各自不同的概念和认知。所有这些生物体都是物质自然的产物，因此被物质自然的三种属性的神奇展示所迷惑。《薄伽梵歌》第七章的第十三世节中谈到了这种迷惑，说整个世界被这三种属性善良、激情、愚昧所迷惑，不了解我、空船等一类玩具般的科技产物。就像母亲是孩子了解父亲的唯一的权威，由 Brahma、Narada 和 Shiva 等公认的权威给予我们的伟达经母亲，是告诉我们有关绝对真理信息的唯一的权威。译文：既然主希瓦和你我都无法确切的确知灵性快乐的限度，其他半神人又怎么能够了解这一点呢？而且由于我们全都被至尊主的外在错觉能量所迷惑，我们只能根据自己个人的能力看这个展示的宇宙。
Om Agnati Mirandasya Agnanjana Shalakaya Shakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prasharine Nirvishesha Shunavari Pashata Deshatarine Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupakadamayam Dadadati Svapadantikam Panchakaupatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So here Lord Brahma is stating very clear that everybody is limited, everybody is bewildered by the illusory external energy of the Lord.
在这里呢，主 Brahma 他就非常的清晰的阐述了，每一个人都是非常有限的，而且每一个人呢都是被主的虚幻能量所迷惑着的。
Everybody within this material world is bewildered by the illusory energy of the Lord.
在这个物质世界的每一个人都被主的虚幻能量所困惑着。
Beginning from a little insect like an ant until the topmost personality, Lord Brahma himself.
从一个非常小的一个昆虫，比如说像是蚂蚁这样的小的动物，一直到像主 Brahma 他本人都是被迷惑的。
And this we are learning, we are hearing this from Lord Brahma, the topmost personality within this material universe.
而我们呢，是从在这个宇宙的最崇高的那位人物主 Brahma 那里亲自所学习到的。
So, what to speak of great demigods?
所以就别提，就不用提那些更伟大的半神人们。
All these great personalities, these great creatures like the Gandharvas, the Charanas, Vidyadharas, the Achila Prabhupada mentions in the purport.
或者说是像是这些歌仙们呢，幽灵仙呢，像释迦牟尼佛在药旨里面所提到的所有的这些伟大的灵物们。
These are all very intelligent beings, very, very intelligent.
那这些生物体，这些人物们，他们都是非常的有智慧的人。
And Lord Brahma, Narada Muni, with whom Lord Brahma is speaking, these are all very, very intelligent, very capable personalities.
那比如像主 Brahma, 像 Narada, 那么这些都是非常非常的有智慧的人，都是非常的有能力的。
But they cannot understand everything about Krishna.
但是他们却没有办法去理解关于 Krishna 的一切。
Yes, they can understand as much as Krishna reveals.
那当然了，在 Krishna 向他们
，Lost you.
I'm here, Ashu.
Yeah. So what to speak of human beings within this planet?
所以说，在这个星球里面的这些人们。人类来说呢，就很不值得一提了。
How much they can know?
人类又能够了解多少呢
？Yes, they can know something about the field where we are living, and means this material nature. They can understand something.
那当然了，对于他们所生活的这个领域，这些物质的能量是能够理解到一些。其中的内容的。
But even their understanding about material energy is so imperfect.
但是，即便是他能够理解这些物质的能量，但依然还是非常的不完美的。
Because most the majority of people, even great scientists, are very much influenced by the motive passion and ignorance.
因为大部分的人即使是这些科学家们。那么大部分都是被愚昧属性和激情属性所影响着的。
So, influenced by these lower modes of nature, our understanding is very, very limited.
对，就是由于被这些低等属性所影响，使得我们的理解力呢，就变得非常的有限了。
If a person is elevated to the mode of goodness,
那如果一个人他被提升到了善良属性，
Certainly, there is much more understanding of the reality.
那当然了，他就能够更好的去理解现实。
They have much more capacity to understand things.
他呢有更好的能力去理解事物。
Otherwise, it's impossible to understand everything, even within this material world.
否则的话是根本就不可能了解一切的，即便是对这个物质世界的一切。
And this is just the material world, which is the inferior energy of the Lord.
而这个呢，只是物质世界，它只不过是主的低等能量而已。
And in material world, most of the things we can perceive with our senses, with our material intelligence and mind.
We can or cannot.
We can. Most of the things we can perceive with our senses and material mind and intelligence.
而且呢，在这个物质世界，大部分的这个事情呢，我们是可以用我们的物质的感官、心意和智性去理解的、去感知的。
But there are so many things within this material energy that it cannot really be perceived by even the most intelligent person.
但是呢，在这个物质世界里面，还有很多的事情，就即便是被那个最 有智慧的人也是没有办法去理解的，去感知的。
Because we try to understand things with our imperfect senses.
因为我们试图在用我们不完美的感官去理解事物。
So we rely so much on our senses in order to perceive things outward.
所以说呢，我们呢是太多的去依赖于我们的感官去理解外在的事物。
But how much can we understand with such imperfect tools?
但是呢，我们拿着这么不完美的，能够理解多少呢？
We can only, in order to get accurate understanding, even how material energy functions, we can only know by hearing from higher authority.
但是呢，即便是去了解这个物质能量怎么去运作。我们也需要唯一的一种途径，就是从更高的权威那里去了解，才能够去明白。
And this is what scientists have hard time to accept.
而对于科学家来说呢，是很难接受这一点的。
They may accept the authority of people on their own field, but they don't accept the authority of the Vedas.
他们也许可能会接受他们自己领域的权威。但是他却没有办法去接受伟大经的权威。
But the Vedas are the real authority to understand everything around us.
但是呢，伟大经它其实是我们真正的理解身边周遭一切的那个权威，唯一的权威。
Is the Vedas are the manual of instructions and the guide manual that is given along with the material creation.
在物质创造的时候呢，伟达经也一起的被给予了我们作为我们的一个指导手册。
Any little gadget we get in this world is always accompanied by instruction manual, so we can know how it works, how it functions, so we don't mess up any of its function.
在这个物质世界里面，无论我们得到任何一个小东西。都会这个小东西一起附着都会有一个说明书，因为只有看着这个说明，我们才知道这个东西到底怎么用，才不会去误用它。
And that manual that know how the material world really functions and what's its purpose.
所以说呢，从和我们一样的人那里没有办法了解这个物质世界到底它是怎么运作的，以及它所存在的目的到底是什么。
We have to rely on authority of the person who has created, who has manufactured, who has put it into movement.
对了，我们必须呢要依靠于那个去创造出这个，并且呢让这个物质世界进行运行的那个人来告诉我们他是怎么运作的。
And that's the Supreme Lord.
而那个人呢就是至尊人格守神。
He's the one who created everything.
因为是他创造出了一切。
Is the one who put everything into motion, and is the one who is keeping everything into motion, and is the person who, in the end, is going to wind up everything, is going to destroy everything.
那么是他让这个物质世界进行了运转，并且呢是他在维系着这个运转，然后在最后的时候呢，他还会把这个运转呢归于结束。
And so the function and the purpose of this creation is very well explained by the Lord in the Vedas.
那么就是这个物质世界它的这个运转，它的运作就由主在伟达经里面很好的被阐述了出来。
The Vedas are the manual of instruction for this material creation.
所以说呢，伟达经呢，它就是这个物质世界创造的运转的说明书和概览。
So if you follow the authority of the Vedas or those who know the Vedas, then we can know how this material world functions, and how everything here functions, and what's the purpose of everything within this material creation.
所以说，如果要是去遵循这个说明书，或者说是去遵循那些了解。这个物质世界运转的那个人的话，那么你就会知道这个物质世界它是怎么运转的，并且它所存在的目的到底是什么。
Otherwise, we are left to with our guessing capacity. Okay, maybe it's like this, maybe it's like that.
否则的话，我们就只能够靠我们自己的猜测了。也许可能是这样的，也许可能是那样的。
Certain things are obvious that we can see how it works because they are obvious. But so many other things, so many functions in this material world are totally unknown to us.
那么有些东西呢是显而易见的，我们一看呢就知道哦，它是这么做的。但是呢，在这个物质世界里面，有很多事情实际上是不被我们所知的，我们是没有办法看出来它到底是怎么回事。
So scientists are more often left with just guessing, trying to understand things by guessing. Maybe it's like that. Maybe it's like that.
所以说呢，这个科学家们他们做的大部分的工作就是在猜。他们在猜测，就是要不然可能是这样的，要不然可能是那样的。
It's a very defective process. They use this ascending process by trying to understand things with their material and imperfect senses and their intelligence and minds were also so imperfect. It's a very defective process.
那么他们所用的这个程序呢，是自下而上的一种用自己的不完美的感官和心意或者知性去进行猜测的一个程序，所以说呢，他们所进行猜测的这个程序本身是一个非常的不完美的一个程序。
Yes, sometimes they accept the authority, but they accept the authority of other scientists who are also imperfect.
那有的时候呢，他们可能也会去接受权威，但是呢，他们接受的这个权威呢，是这个领域的其他的科学家。那么那些科学，他们所接受的这个科学家权威呢，也是不完美的。
So certainly things they can guess right, and they can make their experiments to prove they are right. Certain things, yes, they can do.
那么当然有些事情呢，他们是可以猜对的，可以通过他们的这个试验能够证明他这个猜的是正确的。
But the majority things.The majority of things of this world, how it functions and the purpose, they don't know.
但是呢，在这个物质世界里面的大部分的这个事情，它到底是怎么运作的，以及它所运作的目的到底是什么，他们是猜不出来的。
Because everybody is bewildered by the three modes of material nature.
因为所有的人都被物质自然的三重属性所迷惑着。
They don't know.They take this material world as all in all. That's the only thing that exists is just this material world.
然后他们就觉得这个物质世界就是一切，所有一切的存在呢，就是这个物质世界而已。
So they don't know. They don't know what is the purpose of the material creation.
所以呢，他们并没有办法去知道这个物质创造的目的到底是什么。
What to speak of anything behind this material creation?
那所以就更别提在这个物质创造之上的那些事情了。
Most scientists, they don't even know of anything beyond this material creation.
大部分的科学家他根本就不知道在这个物质世界的创造之上的任何事物。
Most scientists, they don't even know anything. They don't even believe that there's anything existing beyond this universe where we live.
那么大部分的科学家呢，他根本就不相信在我们所生活的这个宇宙之上还有任何的事物。
Because there is no way, no mechanic, no material method of accessing other universes.
因为没有任何的物质的手段去接触到其他的宇宙。
And each universe is sealed.
Sorry, this universe is what?
It is sealed. It's sealed. It's, okay. It's closed.
Yeah, yeah.而且呢，就这个宇宙呢，它是被封起来了的。
So they cannot know what is behind this universe. They very little know about what is within this universe. What to speak of knowing behind this universe?
所以呢，他们就没有办法知道在这个宇宙之上其他的那些宇宙了。那所以说，他们对于就是本身所在的这个宇宙所知道的这个事物呢，就非常的有限。那就更不要提他对于这个宇宙之上之外的其他的那些事物。
then what to speak of speak to all creation.
但是呢，他们却是在这个创造中的所有的这些生物体里面最佳的骄傲的那一种生物体。
And because of their ignorance, because of their ignorance, they mess up with this material world.
而且呢，就是由于他的这个愚昧呢，使他把这个物质世界弄得乱七八糟。
We can see how so many of their discoveries are so dangerous for the good living of the living entities within this planet.
而且我们就可以看到，其实有很多的发现。对于在这个星宿里面生活的这个生物体来说是非常的危险的。
So we don't have much ability to understand things properly in this world.
对呢，在这个世界我们没有太多的能力能够很好的、很恰当的去理解周遭的一切。
So it's much more safe, it's much more wise.Just to accept the higher authority, accept the explanation given by the Lord in the Vedas.
就是说呢，更加有智慧的、更加的安全的一种方式，就是去接受主的话，接受主在伟大经里面所说的话。
So here, Lord Brahma is while speaking with Narada Muni, is not even speaking about understanding material nature. He's speaking already on a spiritual level.
那在这里面呢，是主 Brahma 在和 Narada 在进行交谈。那在这里面呢，他其实已经没有在讲关于物质属性的这个理解了。他现在讲的已经是从这个灵性的层面在讲了。
Because these personalities, they know how the material world functions. They know most important. They know the purpose of this material creation.
因为这些人物他们是知道这个物质世界是怎么运作的，而且呢他们也知道这个物质世界的创造的目的是何在的。
And they are not so much concerned about this material creation.
而且呢他们其实没有那么多的去关心这个物质世界的创造。
Because they know this material creation is temporary.
因为他们知道这个物质世界的创造是临时的。
They know that their real existence is beyond this material creation.
而且呢，他们知道在这个物质创造之上呢是有存在的。
Yes, they are here within this material creation, and that they are still affected to some degree by the illusory energy of the Lord, but their consciousness is already very much transcendental.
是的，他们虽然说现在是生活在这个物质世界，而且呢，他们从某种程度上来讲呢，也是被这个虚幻能量所影响，但是呢，他的这个意识知觉却是超然的。
So we don't hear them discussing about very much about material, this material creation, how it's function, and all these different things that petty scientists are so interested in.
但呢，我们并没有听到他们太多的去谈关于这个物质世界的创造，以及这个物质世界它是怎么运作的啊，以及被那些科学家们所津津乐道的那些话题。
They are discussing spiritual matters.
他们在讨论的是灵性的话题。
And how they can become free from the bewilderment caused by illusory energy, so they can understand the Lord better and better.
他们在想的是如何能够让自己摆脱这个虚幻的能量，然后呢，能够更好的去理解主。
That's the only purpose in their discussion. It's the only purpose in their lives.
这个呢，就是他们所探讨的目的所在。而事实上，这是他们生命的唯一的目的所在。
Because this illusion energy is not very interesting.
因为这个虚幻能量不是特别的有趣儿。
Yes, it's a place where we are stuck, where they are stuck, where everybody is stuck now. But it's not a place where you should remain.
那么这个呢，是我们大家所卡在的这个地方，就这个物质世界是我们大家所卡在的这个地方，但是呢，并不是说是我们应该待着的地方。
So they already know, and they already know that the purpose of their lives is to reconnect themselves with the Lord.
对，主 Brahma 还有 Narada 他们知道，就是他们生活的、他们生命的这个目的呢，就是为了要和主进行重新的连接。
So they are trying to understand the Lord. They are trying to understand the opulences of the Lord because they are attached to Him. They want to serve Him. They want to love Him. So they want to know more about Him.
他们希望能够和主相连接，他们希望能够爱主，所以呢，他们希望能够更多的去了解主的方方面面，能够了解主的富裕。
But they manifest their incapacity of really, Lord Brahma is manifesting very clear, very humbly, recognizing that how much he cannot understand much about the Supreme Lord.
但是呢，他们却在展现着他们的就是他们的这个不够，就是不够不足够的这个能力。特别是主 Brahma， 他在这里面非常的谦卑的展现出他无法去了解主的这个局限。
Because the Lord's opulences are unlimited.
因为主的富裕是无限的。
And Lord Brahma recognized that the capacity, that the tools, the instrument that he has to understand the Lord are very limited.
这些主 Brahma 呢，他就承认了，就是他去了解主的工具是非常的有限的。
And this is Lord Brahma, who is already situated on a transcendental platform, is already a liberated person.
而这位呢是主 Brahma， 他已经是处在一个超然的境界之中，而且呢，他已经是一个解脱了的人物了。
But he himself is baffled. He feels bewildered to try to understand the Supreme Lord.
但是呢，当他试着要去理解至尊主的时候呢，他依然是感到非常的困惑。
He cannot understand everything.
因为他没有办法去理解一切。
Even his own position within the material world, at one time he was bewildered.
即便是他处在这个物质世界的这个位置之中，但是有一次呢，他也被迷住了。
He thought that he was the only Brahman existing in the creation.
因为呢，他觉得是在整个创造之中，他是那唯一的一位 Brahman。
So once he went to Vaikuntha to have where the place where is Kshiradakshaya Vishnu to see, he wanted to have the darshan of the Lord, to meet the Lord.
所以后来呢，他就去了就有一次他去了这个外昆塔，在那个 Kshiradakshaya Vishnu 所居住的这个地方，他想去参拜主。
This is within the material world.
那么这个地方呢，其实还是在物质世界里面的。
It's very difficult to for the demigods to access the Lord.
作为半神人来讲，去接近主是很难的。
We hear in the beginning of the Krishna book, Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, how in the beginning the earth was very experiencing so much burden because of atheists, many demonic forces in this planet, and she went to beg for Lord Brahma's help.
在Krishna 快乐的源泉，也就是圣典波迦瓦坛第十篇的开篇的时候呢，我们就听到了地球母亲由于负担沉重，那么就是由于在这个物质世界里面有很多的这个无神论者的这个存在使他负担深重，所以呢，在一开始的时候呢，他就去找 Brahma 去进行祈求。
So Brahma, seeing the gravity of the situation, he realized that he himself could not find a solution.
那么当时主 Brahma 呢，他看到了这个事态的这个严重性，然后呢，他就意识到了他自己本人是无能为力去解决的。
It was a situation that the Lord had to deal with because it was a very severe situation.
因为当时呢，这个是一个非常严重的一种境况，所以说呢，他就觉得是主本人需要去解决这个问题了。
So Lord Brahma, accompanied by the most important demigods, they went to the shore of the ocean of milk.
所以呢，主 Brahma 就在这些重要的半神人们的陪伴下，来到了牛奶之洋的岸边。
Because in that ocean of milk, there's that beautiful white island where the Kshiradaka Shaivishnu is residing.
那因为呢，就是这个美丽的牛奶之羊的那个白色的岛上居住着 Kshiradaka Shaivishnu。
So this is the personality that maintain that responsible is incarnation of the Lord, responsible for the maintenance of this planet, this universe.
那也就是这位主呢，他要负责去维系这个宇宙的一切事物。
So, but Lord Brahma could not go there, and the demigods they could not go there to meet the Lord face to face.
但是呢，主 Brahma 和这些半身人们，他们是没有办法去就到这个岛上去面对面的见到主的。
He could only stay in the shore of that ocean of milk, and through meditation, he got into contact with the Lord.
他们只能够在牛奶之羊的岸边，通过冥想去和主进行连接。
But one, there was one time he was allowed to go in a different situation.
但有一次，在一个不同的一件这个，就是在一个不同的状况下，他允许去到了 Vaikuntha. It's not a Vaikuntha, right? 那他就被允许去。
This is in the material world. It's a Vaikuntha planet, but within the material world.
对，那么这个实际上是这个Vaikuntha的星宿，但这个Vaikuntha的星宿呢是在物质世界。
This is the Dhruvaloka planet.
这个是 Dhruvaloka 星宿。
The pole star.
是北极星。
Is a Vaikuntha planet.
它是属于Vaikuntha的星宿的。
Within the material world, within the material creation.
这是在物质创造之中的Vaikuntha星宿。
So he went there.He could go there and enter in the palace, and then, of course, the guards stopped him and said, "What are you doing here? What you want to do here?" And so they say, "I came. I would like to see the Supreme Lord."
所以呢，他就进了主的宫殿。但是他在进主的宫殿之前呢，就被主的这些侍卫就给挡在了门外，就问他，你来干嘛来了？你有什么事情吗？然后他就说呢，我是来想参见一下至尊主。
So the secretary or the guard, and then he went inside the palace, and informed the Lord as it is. He asked Lord Brahma, who are you?
那然后呢 ？You mean the guard, the security guard, right?
Yeah, he asked Lord Brahma, who are you? Because he wanted to inform the Lord that who was wanting to have his audience.
Yeah, 那么这个就是当时把他挡在门外的这个护卫呢，或者说是主的秘书呢，就对，就问主 Brahma 你是谁，因为他得去禀报。
So Lord Brahma said, I am Brahma.
然后主 Brahma 就说我是 Brahma。
So he was very surprised that the guard, the person in the palace did not know him.
他觉得特别的奇怪，这个宫殿里面的这个人怎么就不认识我呢
？Because Brahma is such an important personality.
因为 Brahma 是一多重要的人物呀。
So the guard went inside the palace and informed the Lord that this it is Lord Brahma is this Brahma is out there and he wanted to have your darshan.
所以说呢，这个护卫呢就进去禀报去了，就说呢，就这儿呢有这么一位主，有这么一位 Brahma， 他现在呢，想来参拜您。
So the Lord asked you, which Brahma?
然后主就问是哪个 Brahma 呀
？Oh, I didn't ask. So he went back, he went outside again and asked Lord Brahma, which Brahma are you?
然后呢，这个护卫就说，哦，那这事儿我没问。然后他就回来了，又接着问主 Brahma 说：“那您是哪一位 Brahma 呀
？”And Lord Brahma was very surprised.
主 Brahma 这回可特别的奇怪。
Well, I'm Lord Brahma, the four-head Brahma.
那我是那个主 Brahma， 我是那个四个头的 Brahma。
He was very surprised by that question.
他就被这个问题给问的有点困惑。
So finally, the Lord allow him to go in.
最后呢，主就允许他进去了。
So you went in and you have the audience of the Lord, of your bases and prayers.
所以呢，他就进到了宫殿，他见到了主，然后呢，他向主顶拜，并且呢，向主献上祷文。
And then he said, I have one question.
然后就说呢，我有一问题。
Why you ask me which Brahma I was?
你为什么问我我是哪个 Brahma 呀？
Is any other Brahma besides me?
难道除了我之外还有其他的 Brahma 吗？
And at that time, the Lord called, you know, by his, just through his mind, he called all the different Brahmas in charge of the different universes in all creation.
那么就在这会儿呢，主呢就通过他的冥想，就把在这个创造之中的掌管着其他的各个宇宙的所有的这些 Brahma 全都给召唤来了。
And suddenly our forehead Brahmanas was surrounded by so many other Brahmas.
突然之间呢，我们的这位 Brahma 呢就被其他的好多好多的 Brahma 所围绕着。
And some they had 10 heads, some they had 50 heads, 100 heads, thousands of heads.
这些 Brahma 呢，有些呢有十个头，有些有十五个头，有的有一百个头，有的还有好几个千个头。
He realized that he was the most little of all Brahmas.
然后呢，这位 Brahma 他就意识到了他是所有的这些 Brahma 里面最小的那一个。
Because this universe is one of the smallest universes amongst all the other universes.
因为在所有的这些宇宙之中呢，就是我们现在这个宇宙是最小的那个宇宙了。
So as the universes are bigger, they have more heads because they have more responsibilities.
所以呢，宇宙越大呢，这个 Brahma 他的这个头呢就越多，因为他们的职责的责任也就越多。
So he realized that he was not so important.
然后他就意识到了，他其实没那么重要。
Even though he is the most important within this universe, he was not the most important in the whole creation.
虽然说他在这个宇宙里面是最重要的那个人物，但是呢，他在整个的这个创造里面就无足轻重了。
So he felt very humble.
所以呢，他就觉得特别的卑微。
That he was not that important.
他其实并没那么重要。
So, but yes, is a great spiritual authority within this universe.
那当然了，他是在这个宇宙里面的非常伟大的一位灵性的权威。
Is the head of our sampradaya.
那么他是我们的使徒传系sampradaya的领头。
He received this Vedic knowledge from the Lord himself.
他是从主本人那里接受了伟达知识。
Certainly is a very qualified personality.
毫无疑问，他是一位非常有资格的人物。
And is a very humble, a very humble devotee.
但而且呢，他也是一位非常的谦卑的奉献者。
So he realizes his incapacity to understand things properly.
那么因为呢，他意识到了他自己非常的有限的能够去理解，就原汁原味的去理解事物本真的真相的。
Certainly knows everything within this universe because he is the secondary creation.
那当然，他是这个宇宙的二重创造者，所以说呢，他对于这个宇宙里面的事物，他是非常的了解的。
But is admitting his incapacity to understand the Supreme Lord who is behind this material creation.
但是呢，他承认他自己是非常的。有局限的去理解至尊人格守神的，因为至尊人格守神它是超越于这个物质创造的。
Why? Because the Lord is unlimited. His capacities are unlimited.
为什么这样呢？因为主他是无限的，他自己的能力也是无限的。
And our capacity to understand that, even the capacity of Lord Brahma, is still limited.
那么我们去理解他的这个能力，即便是主 Brahma 他的这个能力也都是非常的有限的。
So we can, on our own, we cannot understand the Supreme Lord.
所以说，如果我们要是仅凭自己的力量的话，是没有办法去理解至尊人格受身的。
It's just impossible.
这是不可能的。
Because his qualities, his characteristics, his opulences are all unlimited, and our capacity to understand things are very limited. So the only thing that is left to us is to accept that the Lord is inconceivable, and if you can understand something, is just what he can, what we receive from him in revelation.
那么虽然说我们的这个正确的这个态度呢，就是去了解主，他是不可思议的。那如果我们要是对主有一些这个只言片段的这个理解的话，那也是由于他给我们的揭示。Because
even a person like Lord Brahma, who is very much free from the influence of illusory energy, he admits he cannot understand what about us. We are totally bewildered by the modes of material nature.
就是即便是像主 Brahma, 他是最不受物质能量所影响的这个人了，那么他也承认其实我们是很被这个物质自然的这个属性所迷惑着的。That's
why we see in the Bhagavad Gita the Lord gradually manifesting some of these opulences, you know. But it's just very, very, very tiny opulences that he manifests within the material creation, things that are observable, that you can observe with our senses, can perceive, so we can have a little hint about the greatness of the Lord, just to give us a little hint.
所以就是为什么在《博迦梵歌》里面呢，主当他在去向我们展示他的富裕的时候，他只是给了我们一个 非常小的一点点的这个线索而已。那么就是由于我们是没有办法通过我们非常有限的这个感官去观察去理解的，所以呢，它仅仅是通过一个小的一个线索去让我们去了解一下他是多么的浩瀚。Because
in this material world, everybody is deluded by the three modes of material nature.
因为在这个物质世界里面， 任何一个人都是被这个物质自然属性所迷惑的。This
is a reality that we all have to accept.
那么这个呢，是我们每一个人都必须不得不承认的一个事实。If
you, as long as we are deluded by these modes of material nature, we cannot understand what is behind this material background.
那如果我们要是被这个物质自然属性所迷惑的话，我们是没有办法真正的看清楚后面的这个布景的。And
most of us, unfortunately, we are even under the modes of passion and ignorance.
那么我们大部分的人呢，非常的不幸的是在愚昧属性和七情属性的影响之下的。Under
these two modes, it's impossible even to understand properly things within this material world.
那么在这两种属性的影响之下，即便是在这个物质世界里面所展现的一切，我们也没有办法去恰当的理解。In
goodness, yes. In goodness, there is already capacity to understand many things.
那如果要是处在善良形态的话，那已经是处在一个很好的能够去理解很多事物的这个能力之下了。
But even in goodness, we cannot understand what is behind this material creation.
但是即便是处在善良形态，我们也没有办法去理解，在这个物质创造的后面到底是什么。But
in goodness, at least we have the capacity to accept this knowledge given by the Lord Himself. There is already an opportunity for that, to at least accept the information given by the Lord.
但是呢，如果是处在善良形态的话呢，至少我们有一个机会，就是能够去接受主他所给予我们的东西。From
the platform of goodness, we can gradually, by the mercy of the Lord, learn the process how we can transcend the effect of the three modes of material nature.
因为从这个善良形态呢，我们可以在主的 仁慈之下呢，可以逐渐的让自己去超越物质自然三重属性的影响。
So we aspiring devotees, we are practice this process of devotional service.
那么作为我们是有着赤诚之心的后补的奉献者，那么我们希望能够去习练着奉献服务。
We have the great fortune of being given this process by which we can transcend the influence of modes of nature and gradually know something about the Lord.
那我们呢，非常的幸运的被赐予了这个程序。那么通过这个程序呢，我们可以逐渐的超越物质自然属性。然后呢，我们可以慢慢的能够见到主的，就是能够见到主了。
But this process will be only start becoming really effective when we are able to transcend the modes of passion and ignorance.
但是只有我们真正的能够超越了欲味属性和这个七情属性之后，我们才有可能真正的去体会到这个程序所带来的益处。
When you start practicing really in a mode of goodness, then yes, there is a capacity to go behind, to start understanding things properly and gradually transcend the influence of all the modes of nature.
而且呢，就是当我们在这个善良属性下去进行这个程序的时候，那我们呢，慢慢的呢，就能够就是可以慢慢的去超越这个三重属性的这个障碍，然后能够看到这个物质自然属性之后背后的那个事情了。
That's why it's very important to cultivate those activities and be surrounded by things that induce us to be situated in a mode of goodness.
那也就是这个原因呢，非常的重要的，要让我们总是被诱使着处在一个这个善良性属性的状态之下。
Because the mode of goodness can help us to be elevated, whereas the mode of passion ignorance cannot.
因为呢，这个善良属性它可以帮助我们超越，而欲昧属性和七情属性是没有办法的。
Passion and ignorance pulls us down.
因为七情属性和欲昧属性它是会把我们往下拽。
That's why we know we have so many rules and so many regulations, so many things you should do, so many things you should not do, and sometimes we are overwhelmed by that.
对，就为什么我们会有那么多的规范原则？我们有一些要做的事情，有一些我们有很多需要做的事情，有很多不需要做的事情。那有的时候呢，我们就会被这些事情给弄得不知所措。
So we say, okay, just chant Hare Krishna, and that. Yes, it's true, chanting Hare Krishna is the real process.
那有时候我们就会说，那我们就只是唱 Hare Krishna 就好了。那么确实是这个唱诵 Hare Krishna 呢，它是那个真正的程序。
But as long as we are influenced by passion and ignorance, we cannot even chant Hare Krishna properly. We cannot focus. We cannot really chant the holy names properly. We're still affected by so many offenses, and we cannot get rid of them.
但是如果我们是在激情属性和欲昧属性的影响之下的话，我们其实是没有办法恰当的、真正的去念诵 Hare Krishna 的这个圣名的。那么我们呢，依然是会有很多的冒犯，而且呢，我们也没有办法专注。
So that's why there are so many rules and regulations that we have to pay attention to, because they help us. It's a great help to overcome the influence of passion and ignorance more easily, so that then we, in a mode of goodness, we can take more shelter of the holy name and other devotional processes.
那所以说呢，我们就是要非常的仔细的去追随我们的这些规范原则，就是要去遵守这些规范原则，因为这些规范原则呢，它可以帮助我们去超越激情属性和欲昧属性。那么当我们超越了激情属性和欲昧属性以后呢，我们就能够让自己更好的处在善良属性。当我们处在善良属性的时候呢，我们就能够更好的脱离在这个圣名里面了。
So as far as possible, we should try to stay away from the influence of mode of passion and ignorance.
就是说呢，我们要竭尽所力的让自己尽可能的远离欲昧属性和激情属性。
Certainly, we cannot do that just by our own decision. We pray to the Lord and we practice the process of devotional service, but we should develop the desire to overcome the influence of these lower modes.
但是呢，我们不能够仅仅是依靠我们自己的一个决定就能够做到这一点。那我们呢，也当然也可以向主去祈祷，祈祷他能够帮助我们去远离。而且还有另外一个呢，就是我们需要有一种愿望，就是渴求着让自己能够远离这些更低等的属性对我们的影响。
On our own, we cannot overcome the influence of material nature.
但是如果我们要是仅凭一己之力的话，我们是没有办法去征服这些物质属性的。
Material nature is a very powerful energy of the Lord.
因为物质自然属性呢，它是主的非常的有力量的一种能量。
But if you manifest a strong desire, strong will to overcome the influence, particular passion, ignorance, then the Lord will help us, and through the process, you know, devotional service, we will be able to gradually overcome the influence of these lower modes that affect us so much.
但是如果我们要是有了一种强烈的愿望，想要让自己远离这些低等，特别是这种低等的自然属性的话，那么主呢，他就会帮助我们。特别是通过我们的这个休息，通过我们的关爱服务的这个程序，慢慢的呢，就能够让我们更好的去远离这些低等的这些属性了。
It's important because once we get off of that the influence of passion and ignorance, then our devotional service really takes off. You know, that's when you really start practicing very well devotional service because that's the platform of goodness.
那么这个其实是非常重要的，因为只有当我们真正的远离了这个低等的自然属性的时候，也就是欲昧属性和激情属性的时候呢，我们的真正的这个奉献服务的这个程序才能够起航。那么因为这会儿我们才是处在一个善良的属性的这个状态下。
So we should develop the desire, the anchoring to overcome these modes, the lower influence of material nature. We should have a desire to overcome them. And so while in our practice, if you really try to adopt those things that can help us to elevate ourselves to the mode of goodness, we should not hesitate.
所以说呢，我们就必须要培养出这种愿望，然后呢，让自己有愿望，有这种意愿去远离物质自然属性的这个低等属性。而且呢，有任何一个事物能够帮助我们进入到这个善良属性的时候，我们一定要毫不犹豫的把它给拿过来。
Because when we start practicing a mode without influence of passion and ignorance, then our devotional service becomes much easier to practice, our determination becomes stronger, our enthusiasm increases, everything just goes so much better. So it's for our benefit to follow these many rules and regulations as much as we can, as we really can, in order to overcome the influence of passion and ignorance.
那当我们真正的远离了这些低等的这个自然属性的时候呢，我们的这个婚外休息的这个程序，我们的奉献服务呢，就会真正的这个起航了。然后呢，你就会感到非常的轻松，感到非常的好。所以说呢，我们一定要这个让自己要处在这个善良的属性里面，然后呢，要让自己很好的去遵循这些规范原则，因为这些遵循这些规范原则呢，是使我们摆脱低等的自然属性的一个很好的方法。所以呢，这是为了我们的利益，才会是为了我们的利益，我们要这么去做这个事情。
So in this way, gradually by having been more influenced by the mode of goodness, then we would be able to practice with which better capacity, with better mood, becomes much easier our practice.
所以说呢，当我们在善良属性的这个影响之下的话呢，我们就会有更好的这种心绪，我们呢就会在更好的良性的一种状态下去进行我们的休息了。
And gradually, as our practice of devotional service improves, you know, we the Lord will reveal Himself more and more to us.
那所以呢，当我们在有这个更好的提升的状态下去进行我们的关爱服务的这个休息的时候呢，主呢也就会更多的把他自己展现在我们的面前。
Okay, we stop here.
那我们讲课呢就听到这里。
And we have questions only until 8:30.
那我们今天的讲课呢就只到8:30，所以呢，这问题只能提到8:30。So the question is from 小草，请问阿叔，我们居士天天要去上班，而且我的工作需要接触很多人，那些人都不是奉献者，在这种环境中，我怎么能让自己避免激情和愚昧属性呢？阿叔 ，my question is that you know as a grihastha, I work every day, and I need to be a friend of many people every day, and those people are not devotees.So, to put myself in such situation, how can I be avoid from being touched with the mode of passion and mode of ignorance?
Okay, I'll give you an example.
好，我给你一个例子。
Doctors and nurses, they work in hospitals.
大夫跟护士他们是在医院里面工作。
And they are facing every day all kinds of infections and terrible diseases.
他们每天呢都会接触各种各样的感染啊，还有可怕的疾病。
But they don't get those diseases.
但是他们并没染上病。
They are treating patients with very infectious diseases, but they don't get infected.
那么他们呢会去治疗各种各样的疾病，各种各样的这种传染感染。但是呢，他们自己却没有被感染。
Their dealings are very, very, very is a very there is really a very direct contact with these people.
而且呢，他们呢是战斗在前线的，是直接跟这些人接触的。
And they are very concerned, and they are really very caring.
而且呢，他们却是这个充满了关怀，而且呢，他们也是要尽职尽责。
But they don't get those patients' diseases.
但是他们却没有得到，就他们却没有染上病。
Because they are protected.
原因就是因为他们是被保护着的。
They take all the measures necessary to protect themselves from not being infected by any of those diseases.
所以呢，他们呢就用了各种各样的办法去保护自己，然后确保自己不会染上病。
So this is the way to do. We have to inoculate ourselves. We have to protect ourselves by having a very powerful sadhana every morning.
那所以呢，这也就是这个解决问题的方法。也就是说，我们要让自己处在一个很好的一个保护的状态。怎么保护呢？就是每天清晨要让自己有很强大的这个 sadhana。
And not only we practice our sadhana very well, but we carry with us the holy names, we carry with us Srila Prabhupada's books, and we carry with us prasadam that you cook at home. So in this way, even while dealing with people and being in very direct contact with people influenced by those lower modes, we are not affected.
而且呢，我们不仅是在清晨有很好的萨达呢，而且在一天中呢，我们也会带着圣名，带着释迦方法的书籍，以及带着我们自己在家里面做好的这个 prasada 出门。那么所以说呢，在这些保护之下呢，即便是我们被这个低等属性的这个人们，就即便是我们和低等属性的人们相接触的时候呢，我们也不会被他们所影响。
And not only that, we will be able to recognize at every given moment what, oh, this is passion, oh, this is ignorance, and we.You try to stay away. We do our best to stay away. With Krishna's help, of course, we get led.
而且不仅如此，我们还能够就是在一些片片刻刻之中呢，我们还能够辨别出来，哦，这个是在愚昧属性下的，这个是在激情属性下的。然后呢，我们就可以这个尽量的去躲开这些低等的这个属性。那当然了，这个 Krishna 他是会帮助我们做到这一点的。
So we have to have a very good, very focused, very strong sadhana every morning.
那么所以说呢，每天清晨呢，我们要有很好的萨德纳。
Srila Prabhupada gave us a program of starting everything very early in the morning so you can do as much as possible during those hours where there are not so many other things to do. So in this way, you know, when you go to work, when you go and face all these situations, we are protected.
那所以十二方法他给了我们这么一个模式，就是清晨的时候呢，我们要很早起来，起来以后呢，就尽量在早晨的时候呢，完成我们很多的这个就是休息的这个
In this way, yes, we deal with people, but we don't get involved with their lower natures. We stay away from that.
对，虽然说我们在和别人打交道，但是呢，我们却不会被他们的低等的属性所影响。我们会躲开这些低等的属性。
If they talk nonsense things, we don't hear.
那如果他们要是在那儿讲这种乱七八糟的这个话题的话呢，那我们不听就好了。
If they talk things that we need to hear because it's part of our work, and I'm not so we just take what is needed so we can do our job, but we try to not be influenced by those moods.
但是呢，如果要是大家在谈论关工作相关的这个话题的话呢？那我们就让自己去听到跟我们的工作相关的这些内容就好了，因为这样呢会有利于我们之后更好的这个工作。但是除此之外呢，其他的我们就不要去进行参与了。
So there is a way, but the way is that we go in the midst of these people who are affected by the lower moods by being protected with the good sadhana, being protected by Krishna.
那所以说呢，是有这种方法的，就是当我们再去应对这些处于低等属性的这个人们，在跟他们在进行交流的时候呢，我们是在主 Krishna 的这个保护之中的，也就是在我们的很好的这个 sadhana 的休息的保护之中的。
Is any other question? No.
So far, no.
Oh, great.
Actually, I have a question.
Okay.
So there were lots of universals, and also there were lots of Brahmas. How many demigods there are? So each of the universes, they have the demigod there, right? I mean, each of the universes, they have different demigods. How many sun gods in the whole material creation?
Okay, translate.
对，我问一个问题，就是有很多的在整个宇宙物质创造里面有很多的 Brahma， 那么有多少半身人呢？是不是就是每一个这个宇宙创造里面都有不同的半身人，有不同的太阳神？
Each universe has its own set of Brahma and demigods.
那么就是每一个宇宙都有他们自己的配套的Brahma 和半身人。
Yes.It's a different set.
Okay.
A different set of demigods and Brahmanis. A different set for each universe.
But for each universe, there is only one set of demigods, right? There is only one sun god, only one Brahma.
Yes, in each universe.
Okay.
It's a different sun god, a different whatever demigods are there. They're all different from this universe.
Yeah. Well, right now it's so obvious to me, but I just, I don't remember why I was stuck the other day. Anyway, thank you so much.
Okay, there's another question you popped in.
Yeah, another question is from Lian Ma. Hare Krishna, 请问阿叔，有一个奉献者带小孩到庙里面，小孩在庙里面乱动菩萨的，另外一个奉献者带小孩来的这个So the question is that there was a devotee brought her child to the temple, and the child is kind of naughty to touch the prasadam or some other stuff. So the other devotee is scold and kind of criticize the parent of the child to make the parent is not very happy. So in this type of situation, what is a proper way to do?
Yeah, we don't need to criticize, but we can just tell the parents in a very nice way to not allow the child to do what he's doing, but in a nice way.
首先呢，就是我们不要去说或者是去批评这位奉献者，然但是呢，要就是用一个就是很和善的一个方式对这个小朋友的妈妈说，不要让孩子去碰这些东西。
Yeah, just in a very nice way, so that this is not proper. So please, can you do you mind to restrain your child?
就是以一个就是很和善的方式对他讲，就是不要让孩子来碰这个 persona， 因为这个就是不要这么做，这个这么做不好。那能不能就管管孩子？
And if the child throw prasada here and there, then the mother should try to gather all that and not mess up. You know, it's a responsibility of the parents.
如果是这个孩子，他要是把这个prasada要是扔的到处都是的话呢，那么这个孩子的家长他要负的一个责任就是要一定要把这个prasada要给捡好收好，不要弄得乱七八糟。
Parents are supposed to control their kids.
因为家长本来就是要去控制好自己的孩子的。
But we have to tell them if it's a new person, we have to tell them to in a nice way.
但是呢，我们要以一种很和善的方式去向别人解释，特别是这个人如果是个新人的话。
Okay, now there's another question.
Yeah, another one's from Free and Easy Mapaji. Dima Ashu, 是因为我们这个宇宙的半神都是骄傲的，所以我们都是骄傲的，还是所有的物质宇宙的人和半神人都是骄傲的，聆听属于都是骄傲的。Please accept my humble obeisances. Is that because the demigods in this universe are very proud?So we are also proud because we follow them, or all the demigods in all the universe are very proud. Okay, and then the question is that particular for this universe, we have very proud beings, or all of the beings in all of the universe are very proud?
Well, everybody is affected by a certain degree of pride in the material creation. That's why we are here.
就是那么在这个宇宙创造之中，所有的这些创造物体，它都是会有一定程度的骄傲的。否则的话，我们就不会在这里了。
But the demigods are certainly the less proud.
但是呢，这个半神人们他们没那么，他们要更小的骄傲。
And certain demigods are pure devotees.
而且呢，有一些半神人他们都是纯粹的奉献者。
So yes, in order to take that position, they should be obedient to the Supreme Lord. So some pride might be there of their capacity, but they are much less proud than we human beings.
另外呢，就是作为半身人的这个职务，他就必须要对至尊主要这个非常的顺从才行。但是呢，他是有一定的这种骄傲的这个情绪在这儿的。但是呢，跟人相比，他们的这个骄傲要少得多。
And they, if they are proud sometimes, the Lord, because is they are working directly connected with him in the management of the universe, the Lord immediately rectify them and they accept to be rectified.
而且呢，就即便是他们有这种骄傲的展现的话，那么他们呢，因为是直接受这个主他在维系这个物质世界的这个过程中所管控的，所以说呢，当主看到他们的这个骄傲之后呢，就立刻呢会去更正他们，而他们也就会立刻的顺从的去接受这个公正。
Because the Lord cannot accept that their pride get on the way of doing their service properly, of managing the universe. So the Lord is very attentive to correct his direct servants. Because they are appointed to those positions by the Lord himself, so the Lord makes sure that they perform their job very properly.
因为他们是由主直接的指派的去从事他们的在这个岗位上的这个服务的，所以说呢，主要确保他们的行为举止都是恰如其分的。
Okay, next question.
The question is from 聆听属于自己的声音，请问说，
It's a book. Okay, read everything and then.
Paraphrase, right? 如果我在服务 Krishna 的时候，并没有对生产、对主产生太多的奉爱之情，但是呢，每天呢也都做不少的服务，而且呢，知道这种服务是我必须要做的，因为我知道至尊主是我们所有的众生的父亲，服务他是我们必须得职责和义务。你愿意也好，不愿意也罢，你必须得服务。所以呢，我对服务这一块呢没有什么意义，但是呢，就是产生了产生不了太多的那种爱的奉爱服务。如果是这样的话，我们到临终的时候会有什么样的结果呢？ 我也希望能够和主产生那种纯粹的爱主的情感下做的服务，但是三年了，我始终没有产生那种爱的情感做的服务，始终认为我做的服务不是那么纯粹。虽然有时候我做服务的时候并没有想从主那儿得到什么，并没有抱有什么目的，所以我老想要培养出对主的崇拜，我有点着急。 Okay, basically what she is saying about that she knows that she needs to render the very pure service to the Lord. However, right now, she only knows that she needs to do the service to the Lord. However, she doesn't really have those kind of affection to the Lord. So she has really been in the devotional service practice for 3 years. However, she's still doing in a kind of a mechanical way, doesn't really have that kind of affection. So two questions related with this. The first one is that for this type of situation, what she will meet in the end of her life. The second thing is that what does she do to solve this current situation, because she feels she's a little bit in anxiety.
It's nice to feel like that.
首先呢，就是你现在这种感受，就是着急的这种感受呢，是挺好的。
Yes, and the fact that you acknowledge that you do things but without much affection, it's also a good symptom.
而且呢，就是您发现自己在做事情，但是呢又没有太多的情感，在做这个事情，那么这也是一个挺好的一个征象。
Because when you recognize our shortcomings, then there is an opportunity to improve.
因为呢，当我们意识到了我们的缺点的时候呢，我们就有了一个去更正，就是提升我们的不足的机会。Alas,
many of us, you know, we even well after practicing for many years, we don't have real affection.
那么，对于我们很多人，即便是都已经修习了好多好多年了，但我们依然没有那么多的情感。But
we don't give up because we know this is the most important thing we have to do.
但是呢，我们并没有放弃，原因就是因为我们知道这是我们必须要做的最重要的事情。But
we should try to improve ourselves.
但是呢，我们要努力着去提升自己。Means
to put more our heart in the activities we do, in our practices.
那也就是说呢，当我们在这个进行我们的休息的时候呢，我们要更走心。
Be more attentive.
也就是说，要更加的专注。
Try to be more personal when we do something that we know is for the pleasure of the Lord, like making offering prayers. Try to be more focused, more attentive at what we are doing.
让我们更加的意识到，知觉到我们到底在做什么。就比如说，当我们在向主祈祷的时候呢，我们一定要有这种知觉，知道我们在向主在进行祈祷。
Don't, if you notice you are mechanical, then try to be less mechanical, try to be more focused and be more careful of what you are doing, who are you addressing, what are you saying in your prayers. Be more careful, more attentive to these things.
但是如果我们要是觉得自己有点机械化的在做这些事情的话呢，那我们就有意识的让自己就是不要是在机械的为了做这个服务而去做这个服务，而是呢让自己更加的从心里面从心所属的从心所想的去更加的专注的去从事这个服务。
In the practice of devotional service, details are very important.
那么在我们的奉献服务的这个习练的过程中，细节是很重要的。
Very important to pay attention to details.
所以说呢，去专注细节是非常的重要的。
And pray to Krishna. Pray frankly, as we are. You mentioned these things in your question very frankly, very openly. Do the same to Krishna. My dear Lord, here I am. I've been trying to serve you all these years, but I don't have affection for you. I don't have a tinge of love for you. Please help me to develop that. Please accept my service and help me to develop that love and affection in everything I do for you. Open your heart to him. Like you open your heart to us in your wonderful question, you know, asking this question. Because it's a very important thing what you mentioned here. And you went into details, mentioned really, see, this is very nice. So do the same to the Lord. Open your heart to him.
那么首先呢，您经常问的这个问题，在这个问题里面所提到的这个点是非常的重要的，而且呢，也表示了您的这个非常真诚的这种态度。那么您呢就要学会和这个主去进行祈祷，然后呢向他敞开心扉，然后把您在今天的这个问题里面所提到的这些点所说的这些话呢，也都和主这个知无不言言无尽的这个向他讲出来，然后呢向他去祈祷，祈祷着他能够让你在这个就对主说主啊，求您在我们在这个向您做这个服务的时候，请您允许我能够对您有更多的这个爱，能够有更多的这个情感的去做这个服务。所以说呢，就是对他要敞开心扉，请求他的帮助。
Yeah, so every day before you do your practice, you do any devotional service, you know, just pray to the Lord, dear my Lord, I'm trying to do some service to you, please let me be focused, let me do with attention, let me do with a sentiment, with a feeling of pleasing, trying to please you, let me do these things with love, with affection, please help me to develop that, just do it like that.
对，每天呢，当我们在清晨要向主的进行一个向主要祈祷啊，说现在呢要为您做这个，求让我能够这个爱心，然后以一种这个更加的专注的这个心为您做这个服务，然后请您帮助我能够以这样的一种心态来做这个服务。
Remember, you are a person, and Krishna is a person, and now we are supposed to develop a personal relationship. So, don't be ashamed, don't be afraid of admitting all your weaknesses in front of the Lord, because He hears you.
那么，因为我们一定要记住，就是我们自己是一个人，那么主他也是一个人，那我们要做的事情呢，就是跟主去建立一个人和人之间的这种关系。所以说呢，当我们不要觉得不好意思或者觉得羞愧去向主去展现我们的这个不足之处，我们要向他敞开心扉。
Yeah, it's very important. You know, the same way you reveal to us all these your feelings, do that with the Lord, to the Lord, and every day beg Him to develop that really love and affection in everything you do.
因为这个呢是非常的这个重要的一件事情，所以说呢，就把您在您今天向我们所展示出来的这些情感、这些情绪呢，向主也去每天的向他去说一说，然后呢，去向他去祈求着、祈祷着，他能够帮助我们在每天所做的这个事情上注入我们的情感。
Okay, next question.
The next question is from Das. 我感到去到商场里或者和一群物质主义者在一起的时候，心中总有莫名升起的多种物质欲望，这是怎么回事呢？ Every time when I went to the shopping center or when I was with a group of materialistic oriented people, I always felt about there was a kind of material desire kind of ascended in my mind. What is that?
According to the association, we have those things can manifest. It's true, because in the association, if people have many material desires, if you absorb their association, then it affects, and then your material desire that's still in the heart can pop out.
因为在我们内心之中呢，还有这个物质的欲望，所以说呢，当我们和有相同这样的欲望的这个人来进行这个联谊的时候呢，他们就会刺激我们内心的这个物质的这个欲望呢，也会被激发出来。所以呢，这就是一个确实会存在的一种事实。
That's the danger of non-devotee association.
这也就说明了和非奉行者之间联谊的危险所在。
Otherwise, you have to do as we mentioned to the other person who asked the question. You should protect yourself by having a good sadhana and not get involved in all these materialistic things that people carry with them. Don't get involved. Just get what is necessary to do what you have to do, but don't get involved so much in intimate connection with them in such a way that you absorb their material tendencies. Be protected.
那也就是这也就回到了刚才回答的另外一位奉行者的这个问题的地方，也就是说呢，我们一定要用我们的这个 sadhana 很好的去保护我们自己，然后呢只是去参与那些和我们就是必须要参与的相关的这些事情，但是不要让自己完全的沉醉在和非奉行者之间的这种联谊里面，然后呢让自己一直处在一种被保护的状态之下。
So don't get involved. Don't get involved in their materialistic things.
对的，不要让自己卷入到就是物质主义的事物之中。
So we're gonna have to keep the next two or three questions for next time. Sati has to put them first.
Okay. 那么我们现在还有后面的两个问题。那么这两个问题呢，就是下一周的时候呢，会先回答。
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much for your questions.
非常感谢大家的问题。
Thank you everybody for listening.
非常感谢大家的聆听。
And a very, very special thank you to Sati and Danakeli Mataji for helping us to be together during this period of time.
感谢 Sati Mataji 还有
Danakeli Mataji.
他的这个想法自己能够允许我们在这个时刻呢能够联系在一起，有这个时间上的联谊。
Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Nitai Gaura Premanande Hari 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 Bo.
Thank you, 阿叔。谢谢阿叔。外昆塔之音服务员也聆听各位尊敬的奉献者，我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。我们非常感谢亲爱的阿叔 Krishna Baladev 为我们的精彩讲述以及对问题的耐心的解答。那祝谢谢沙比玛拉吉，谢谢所有的奉献者。那祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个非常美妙的周日。Hare Krishna。